This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Legislative Council staff puts Initiative 308 spending at $164.6 million a year. Colorado's nonpartisan Legislative Council staff, in a fiscal impact statement dated May 13, 2026, projects state spending of $18,598 in fiscal year 2026-27, $54.9 million the year after, and $164.6 million in fiscal year 2028-29, along with 14.5 new state positions. Ballotpedia reported that proponents submitted signatures in late July, and the Secretary of State has until September 2 to determine whether the petition carries the 124,238 valid signatures the measure needs. Colorado's Legislative Council staff projects that Initiative 308 would raise state spending by $164.6 million in fiscal year 2028-29 and add 14.5 state positions, according to the fiscal impact statement the nonpartisan agency issued on May 13, 2026. The measure would let the state keep and spend a portion of the sales tax it collects on sporting goods and equipment, revenue that now counts against the taxpayer's Bill of Rights limit and is refunded to taxpayers in years the state exceeds it. Proponents submitted signatures in late July, according to Ballotpedia, and the Secretary of State has until September 2 to determine whether the petition carries the 124,238 valid signatures the measure needs to reach the ballot. The Ballot Title Setting Board, a three-member panel made up of the Colorado Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, or their designees, set the measure's title on April 16, 2026, after finding that it covers a single subject. The Secretary of State's record of the hearing reads, "Single subject approved, title set, 3-0. Because measures are numbered only as they are certified to the ballot, the measure carries no proposition number and is identified by its initiative number. The caption that appears on legislative tracking documents, designate sporting goods sales tax revenue for conservation, is a legislative staff label that the Secretary of State's own page says is not part of the titles set by the board. This newsroom has already reported the $175 million a year the measure would redirect from refunds and the wildfire language the title board wrote into the ballot title, both published under the proposition label the measure would carry only if it reaches the ballot. The fiscal impact statement estimates what that money would be spent on and how many staff the state would add to administer it, and it shows $175.0 million moving out of the general fund in fiscal year 2027-28 and $180.2 million the year after. Legislative Council staff estimates state expenditures of $18,598 in fiscal year 2026-27, the budget year, and the entire amount sits with the Department of Revenue, which anticipates creating a new line on the sales tax return form for retailers to report sporting goods and equipment sales, covering programming and data reporting. Spending then reaches $54.9 million in fiscal year 2027-28 and $164.6 million in fiscal year 2028-29, with similar amounts in future years. The agency's preliminary fiscal summary, issued April 8, describes the same money differently, putting program spending at $175.0 million beginning in fiscal year 2027-28, because the May statement counts much of that money as appropriated and spent a year after it is credited to the funds. The out-year expenditures depend on a transfer out of the general fund that the measure would require every July 1st beginning in 2027, landing in a new account it creates, the Conserve and Protect Colorado's Water, Land, and Forests Fund. From there, the money would be distributed to other cash funds and spent by the agencies that run wildfire, water, wildlife, and outdoor recreation programs. And the statement notes that if voters approve the measure at the 2026 general election, it takes effect upon proclamation of the governor. The Department of Natural Resources carries the largest share of that spending at $18.4 million in fiscal year 2027-28 and $84.4 million in fiscal year 2028-29. The statement projects no new positions in the budget year, 4.8 in fiscal year 2027-28 and 14.5 in fiscal year 2028-29 and future years, so the hiring arrives on the same schedule as the spending. Programs within DNR have support staff to manage budget, accounting, and procurement activities and require additional staff members to administer the increased funding towards DNR programs, the statement says of the department. The statement itemizes most of those positions, beginning at Colorado Parks and Wildlife, where it anticipates a contract administrator, an accountant, a budget and policy analyst, and a grant specialist, totaling 3.8 positions to carry the budget, accounting, procurement, and GOCO liaison workload that comes with the larger Outdoor Equity Grant Program and the Wildlife and Outdoor Recreation Programs funded through the GOCO Trust Fund. At the Colorado Water Conservation Board, it anticipates a contract administrator, a program assistant, and a physical sciences researcher or scientist, totaling 3.0 positions to manage the increased revenue for water projects. The Colorado Strategic Wildfire Action Program would add 2.0 program assistants for grant making, and the department's executive director's office would add contract administrators and accountants totaling 5.5 positions between July 2027 and July 2028 for administrative and procurement support, contract drafting and reporting. That table puts the program at $0 in the budget year, $17,902,307 in fiscal year 2027-28, and $21,017,766 in fiscal year 2028-29. In the statement's words, the program supports wildfire risk reduction through workforce development grants and landscape resilience investments, providing entry-level training in wildfire mitigation and forestry while funding landscape-scale fuels reduction projects. In the Joint Budget Committee's staff budget briefing for the Department of Natural Resources, dated December 9, 2025, the committee's nonpartisan staff wrote that the program currently receives $1.0 million GF and $5.0 million from the Severance Tax Operational Fund annually. The same briefing puts the supporting fund's estimated expenditures for the current budget year at $11.1 million and its estimated ending balance at $17.1 million. Mike Rawluck, whom host Kim Monson introduced as an engaged citizen with the Ralston Valley Coalition, walked through what those figures would mean for COSWAP during his August 12th conversation on the Kim Monson Show. "They're going to see a huge increase," Rawluck said. "Right now their budget's only $6 million per year." Every figure in the statement is an initial estimate prepared for a measure approved for petition circulation. If the initiative is placed on the ballot, Legislative Council staff may revise this estimate for the ballot information booklet, the Blue Book, if new information becomes available, the document says. The agency also limited its refund estimate, projecting the reduction in Tabor refunds only through fiscal year 2027-28 and marking the following year not estimated because a forecast of state revenue subject to the taxpayer's Bill of Rights is not available beyond that year. The measure cannot be certified to the ballot unless the Secretary of State finds the petition carries enough valid signatures. A review, Ballotpedia reported, is due by September 2nd. And now, Kim's perspective. Look hard at 14 and a half, because that is how many new state positions the state says it will take to move this money. And the titles are contract administrators, accountants, budget analysts, and grant specialists. This is $175 million that would otherwise go back to Colorado taxpayers as refunds in the years the state collects more than its taxpayers' Bill of Rights cap allows, routed instead through a set of new funds with people hired to administer it. Once a state program has people on payroll, it becomes very hard to end, and these hires land in budget years that arrive long after the vote. Before you mark a ballot on this one, read what the state's own analysts wrote, because they did the arithmetic in public and published it. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.